And let's go back to domestic politics now and the suspension of Green TDs Nessa Horrigan and Patrick Costello after they voted in support of the Sinn Féin motion on the National Maternity Hospital in the Dáil last night. John Downing, political columnist with the Irish Independent and former advisor to the previous Green coalition. John Downing, good morning to you.
Hello, Anya.
Well, it was well flagged in the end. The drama was no surprise, I suppose.
No, it's less than ideal, but it wasn't badly managed at the end. I think it was very important, the speed with which the Green Party agreed and announced that the two, Nessa Horrigan and Patrick Costello, were being excluded for 6 months in the same way as anybody in a similar position in the other two governing parties, Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil, would be treated, was a big help. If you go back, Anya, to July 2020, just weeks after the installation of the government, two Green Party TDs, again Nessa Horrigan and Junior Minister Joe O'Brien, failed to vote with the government. At that stage, the sanction was really a nominal one by the Green Party. 2 months withdrawal of speaking rights, and especially since they were heading into the summer break, it was considered something of a joke. The lot of a backbench government TD is sometimes very difficult. They have to frequently swallow things which could impact them badly locally. So I think it is a big help that the Green Party acted as they did last night.
And the government majority now down to just one, although there are independents who would likely support them. Sinn Féin will be watching that, won't they, and chasing after any opportunity to embarrass the government here.
Certainly, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, it is nominally one. No, it's perhaps not as bad as that. There are 21 independents, for example, when the Taoiseach was elected almost 2 years ago, 9 independents voted with the government. But it's not a good way to do business, and it looks pretty bad. It makes the whole apparatus look pretty creaky. Sinn Féin will be chasing the government on this, and as always, the Green Party will become the focus. The government lost 2 seats. Lost the Dublin Bay South by-election, which was a Fine Gael seat. Last September, Mark McSharry, Sligo Fianna Fáil TD, left the mm-hmm. parliamentary party in the row over Catherine Zappone's appointment. We expected that there would be turbulence yet again in the Green Party. There was early stuff. It settled down. They have achieved and got a good deal of climate change things through, for example. But the focus was expected to be the EU-Canada trade deal. Patrick Costello, one of the two who lost the party whip last night, took a court action about this, seeking a referendum. The Green Party was opposed to the EU-Canada deal. Now there's some pretty strong internal debate saying that this is one they could pass on. But when that comes back, it may well be the government to ratify it. It may well become the focus of tension again.
Another focus of tension that's likely to crop up this autumn is the budget. The numbers now tight and a very difficult budget to put ahead. An opportunity for any TD, whether green or not, on the government side to maybe exercise some leverage.
Certainly, to put their name on something, either opposing it or insisting that they get it. The fiver on the pension comes to mind, or social welfare. Certainly, as the numbers tighten, it does create continual difficulty. And I think particularly this with cash getting tighter, interest rates certainly will have increased by the autumn. The Ukrainian war and all its difficulties, its cost of living impact will sadly only have worsened by then. So certainly a very rocky later summer and autumn in view.
John Downing, political columnist with the Irish Independent. Thank you very much indeed.